Hello, people with nothing better to do. Welcome to Jake and Drew, the podcast of two brothers, possibly one adopted, one better looking, and just giving their fresh take on the sports, cultural, and spiritual world that we live in. It is a beautiful day in Provo, Utah. The weather has not cooled off. We're dying of heat exhaustion. But Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing great. Can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, if you can't play like a dog, you just get on the porch.
If you're going to pee like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the real dogs eat. Let the real dogs on the field.
I think Edward in the technical booth is probably like suffering.
Feel bad for Edward.
Yeah, poor Edward, man. Was Edward here when you walked in?
I didn't really look.
His name's actually not Edward. It's Eduardo.
Well, he's Indian.
Well, he's actually Hispanic.
Well, agree to disagree.
We'll have Edward on the show. He'll be shocked.
Eduardo the Indian.
He'll be shocked when his first question on the show is just about ethnicity.
Are he's going to be like, Indian I thought you, guys were gonna
ask, thought you guys were going to ask me about like podcasting. But no, Eduardo, we're not going to ask you about podcasting.
No, we're curious about your race.
Oh, yeah.
We're not racist, though.
Jake, it's great to be with you today. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. You look like you got some color. You look like you got some sun, too. Do you have any fun festivities?
Well, yeah, we went to the BYU game together.
Are we going to be able to talk about that today?
A lot of fun. Well, yes, we will get into that more. I did paint my face, though, so I do have some red spots.
Half your face is tan and the other half is not.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what comes with being a Coug.
Yeah. Hey, all for the Cougs.
Go Cougs. We're going to start today with a little bit of our sports term of the week. Whoever has the best name for what this segment should be called will win free Chick-fil-A. Free Chick-fil-A shake brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Not us, but the shake. Jake, what is the sports term we're going to be discussing today?
You better be paying for the shake. Sports term of the week, flea flicker.
Ah, the flea flicker. What can you tell us about it, Jake? I've got a little bit of a history lesson about the flea flicker, but do you have anything?
Wow, you really just stole my segment.
I did steal
your segment. Okay.
This secretly feels like a segment where Jake is educating men and women, probably mostly women. Not to be sexist, just based on our demographic of who's asked for this segment in particular, so that Jake can have conversations with girls about sports is what this seems like to me.
That's not what this is. This is to inform all, everywhere, worldwide. Worldwide, baby.
Worldwide. Chocolate Nation.
Worldwide. Flea flicker. The flea flicker is a football play where the quarterback gives the ball to the running back, hands it off to him.
And then he just runs it?
That's the trick. That's where this comes in. He pitches the ball back to the quarterback.
So throws it back. Okay.
Before he crosses the line, so the ball can still be thrown forward, as in a flea flicker.
How does the flea have to do with any of what you just said?
The flea flicker.
Thus we see the flea flicker. Of course, that's what it'd be named. I knew Jake was just going to throw the name in on the end. Like there was no, like there was some kind of connection.
There is a connection. It's like a flea and it's flickering.
No, it's I knew this before I even looked it up, but the flea flicker, it's named that because of the quick flicking motion of the ball back to the quarterback. Kind of like
The fleas?
Kind of like how a dog kicks off fleas, like kicks them, flicks them off. So you're flicking a flea is what's going on. Mostly dogs flick fleas, not humans, but.
Wait, I thought fleas were attracted to light.
No, that's moths.
That's moths, you idiot. All right.
Moths. Classic moths. Classic. Yeah, so the play's inventor, Bob Zubecki, a former University of Illinois coach, Illinois shout out, they're ranked actually, which is crazy, claims to have been introduced to the play in 1910 while coaching at Oak Park High School. This guy sounds like kind of a legend, coaching football in 1910. I can't believe the flea flicker was invented that long ago.
I can't believe
great
footballs existed back then, or pigs for that matter.
I can't believe fire. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, that's your little, anything you'd like to add to that, Jake? Flea flicker. You don't see it very often. I'm surprised we...
Yes, if you would like to talk more about the flea flicker with me personally, I'd be able to arrange a day and time to talk to you about it. Woman, let me know.
What about our male listeners?
You can look it up. There's something called the internet.
Oh, okay.
Idiots.
Google's free. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that leads us into our next little segment, kind of perfect little flow into college football. We're going to talk a little college football?
Not yet.
Oh. Womp womp.
Wait. Ah, no, dang it. Wrong one. Dang it.
You are really... sorry for how many people just got... Jake and I usually... I mean, we listen back to the podcast sometimes to see... It's like studying film, doing our little homework. But honestly, I listened back to the podcast last week while I was driving, and Jake pushed a sound little thing on it, and I almost crashed my car.
This sound home. Right here.
Yeah, that was way too loud last week.
So we just turned it down for you listeners. You're welcome.
Okay, what direction are we going?
Tasty Techs.
Oh, we're already to Tasty Techs.
I want to do some Tasty Techs first.
Sublime.
I know this is a lot of people's favorite segment. Sublime. Tasty Techs. I had a very good Tasty Text this last week. So in order to tell this Tasty Text, I first got to tell a story.
Story time.
So I was at a party, at this BYU party, and there was a photographer there. Very cute photographer.
Was the Holy Ghost present at this party?
It was on BYU campus, so...
So no.
So
yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Fair enough, okay.
So I'm dancing, having a good time. I see this photographer. I'm like, hey, take a picture of me. She takes a picture of me. I throw up the peace signs, you know,
okay.
Classic. Ah, tongues out. And then I keep bugging her, you know. I'm like, take a picture of me. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, she's on the stage where this DJ is. And I'm like behind this fence and I'm trying to talk to her.
Did you go to Cascade?
Yeah, that's what it is, Cascade.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't at Cascade.
So we were talking and she was on the stage. I was down there, but we couldn't hear each other. We were trying to talk to each other. And then she gives me the motion. She holds up the phone, puts it to her ear and says, call me.
Oh.
Mouse, call me. I can't hear her, but she's like, call me. Call me.
Is that how loud she was?
Call me.
Oh, yeah. Jake. Oh, gosh.
That's what she said. And so I'm like, oh, I'm in. And so I give her, like, she comes down and passes by me. I'm like, hey, can I have your number? So I get her number. We start texting. Just normal conversation is being texted. I'm asking about what she likes and stuff. Eventually, I send the text. We're texting pretty back and forth, so there's no hesitation. I text her back the night after. This is also the day of the football game. Text her, hey, I know we just met, but want to go on a date next week.
I thought it was going to be a lot more intimate, like, hey, I know we just met, and I know this sounds crazy, but I think I'm in love with you.
No, not there yet.
It would be the most normal BYU text ever sent.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, we just met, want to go on a date next week.
Mm.
No response.
Ghosted.
But guess what? That night, I hear about this bonfire party. Me and my friend go, we're looking for it, we can't find it. And we go into this random spot in the woods, like where we thought it was at, but we can't find it. And we see these people watching a movie. And we go and we check it out, we start talking to people. Guess what? She's there.
Whoa.
She's at this movie, and we recognize each other, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And I still have a bad taste in my mouth because she hasn't responded to my text.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who
but
does she think
but
he
I'm trying
is
to I'm trying to
going
play
watching
cool.
movies while you are waiting on her text.
I'm trying to play it cool, you know. I'm just talking to her. I'm not making her like a focal point, you know. I'm talking to everyone there as well. And so I leave.
Yeah, make her feel like crap.
Yeah, I leave. Still no response that night. The next morning, and this is where I need your help. This is the tasty text
that
I need your
help
on. That
was such a preliminary. Okay, I'm ready now. I'm sitting up.
She didn't respond to me that night. She didn't respond to me all morning until 12:44 p.m. the next day. So around lunchtime. Oh, you're standing up for this.
I wanted to try it. I'm standing up.
You're preparing.
Pat McAfee stands up a lot. I was trying to see what that's like.
How that feels.
I don't like it.
He said, she texted me back. Remember, my last text is, I just met you, want to go on a date. She says, that was so funny, I saw you. That's it. That's all she said.
I like this girl.
No, it's so confusing. What?
This girl's so stupid.
My thing is, why wouldn't she just ghost me? Like, just ghost me, leave it be. Like, we never have to talk to each other again. You obviously didn't feel any. But no, she decides to text me the next morning. That was so funny, I saw you.
Can I see this? Wait, let me see this.
I'll show you the receipts.
I'm looking at it. Oh gosh, it's recording a message, Jake.
Oh no. Delete.
Delete. Oh no, it hits send. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Wait a second. How can I get the phone? Your text is funny back to her. Yeah, that was funny.
Well, I tried to be as dry as possible.
So, yeah.
Ball was in her court.
I know we just met, but want to go on a date next week. That was so funny. I saw you. This girl sucks.
That's what I'm saying.
That's so funny. Yeah, she should have just ghosted you, man. She just likes to make. She just likes to like.
That's what I'm saying.
Put you through it, man. This is brutal. Wow, that's crazy that she would put out the feelers. Are you sure this is the same girl?
This is the same girl.
How do you pronounce her name? Well, actually, we probably.
We can't reveal names.
I'm curious how to. It's like a really hard pronounced name.
I know, but.
That's interesting.
Do you have any advice?
You know, I thought her text was funny, and then I saw your text of like, yeah, that was pretty funny, huh? And then you, and then she never responded to you. She is literally, she cannot be that busy. There's no way. I don't know. This is one of those ones where we're trying to put our brains together to think, I think this girl's just a troll. I think she's literally just trying to troll you.
I've asked several girls about this. They are confused as well.
Maybe she was a dude, and she's just like,
no, don't say I'm interested in dudes.
She's just that would even make.
I didn't like a dude. She was a woman. You can trust me on that. She was very beautiful. Shout out if she watches the pod. Probably doesn't.
Did she? She sent you some pictures though.
Don't say it like that. Like she sent me some pictures.
Well, the picture she took.
Yes, she was a photographer, and she sent the pictures of me at the thing. Yes, I looked at the pictures.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love this girl.
I'll let you know. I'll update you on how things go with her. I don't think it'll go anywhere.
You have to end up with this girl.
We have to get married.
You have to go end game with this girl.
But yeah, she's confusing. If any girls understand what just happened, please text me. Please let me know. I'm trying to figure it out. So
yeah, no, that's big facts. Let Jake know because I kind of want to know too. But that, she's hilarious. That may be one of the funniest texts I've seen. And it's
awful.
It's like not anything out of the ordinary. She probably didn't even think it was being funny. But it was just so funny that you're just like, hey, you want to go out sometime? And she's like, crazy how I saw you. Or no, wait.
It's funny that I saw you.
It was so funny that I saw you. Like, oh, okay, we're going to get back into texting here. And that's all she says. And then you just have to be like, haha, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
I should have bumped the text.
You should have emphasized
it. You see that?
Reply to your own text like, hey, did we see this or no?
In Facebook Messenger, you can bump the text. And so it's like
really?
If someone didn't see it, you can bump it.
Wait, that actually hilarious.
Just it back down there.
Dang.
Should have done that.
Okay, well, that was a tasty text. That was a really humorous text. I like this girl. If you find this girl, track her down. Let's get her on the pod. Let's get her to explain herself.
Get the photographer on the pod.
This is Scott. This is Chris Hansen. You're on Dateline NBC trying to catch a predator, but like text version of like, we've caught you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let the record show she did not send me pictures.
That we know of. Well, technically she did send you pictures. Like they were just of yourself.
Yes. Pictures. Well, not like that. Like just pictures of me. Okay. Continue. Go next segment.
Is there any more tasty text?
No, that's the only tasty text.
I got my money's worth. Okay, right on. Okay, well, I think we're going to talk some college football now.
Let's do it.
Right? Okay. Well, right on. Well, we'll start with how the weekend began before we get to the prime event of our weekend. That was with the Arizona State football game. Jake and I, both big Arizona State fans, even with the pain of staying up late to keep up with the Arizona time zone. I love that Arizona just doesn't care. Like, they're just like, oh, you guys have this thing called daylight savings time? Well, we will never, ever respect or care about that ever. But it did make our night go pretty late watching the Utah-Arizona game. I feel like it was a win-win. Like, Utah loses and Arizona State wins. And then, obviously, to have them win in that fashion, field storming. There's a lot to get into with this game. Your initial thoughts, though, Jake, before I get into some specific questions about it?
Great game. Loved what I saw from Scadaboo.
Scadaboo.
He's Heisman.
Heisman Scadaboo. He's been, I think, Big 12 Player of the Week twice now. And I think, he's incredible.
He's playing well. That was quite a performance from him in that game.
He's literally the most entertaining. I never feel scared when he has the ball, honestly. And I'm like, I know he's getting, like, beat up out there, but I'm just like, just give him the ball. Like, there is nobody else that I would trust to hold the ball or my child than literally Scadaboo.
You wouldn't trust me to hold your child?
No, not in a million years. No, but not? I would trust Scadaboo to hold my
child. Why do you not trust me?
I don't know.
Is it because I physically cannot hold a child?
Well, let's see.
Ah!
Ball security. I just knocked Jake's phone out of his hand, and he wasn't able to hold on to that. So there's your point right there. No, my insights from the game. One, Kenny Dillingham is, I've said this before. I think I said Kenny Dillingham. I think it was like 4 weeks ago when we beat, Kansas, but also I think when we, maybe not Texas Tech. I think it was the good Scadaboo game. I can't remember which one it was. Probably Kansas, but Kenny Dillingham for president back then, and still I repeat that and echo that today. Moshing with the fans, getting into it, and just like yelling at reporters. I think it's awesome. He is the most animated coach I have ever seen in college football. I wasn't sure about him initially, but I have never been more certain that he should be a lifetime coach for sure. Give him the lifetime deal already.
Love him. That was a great interview by him. I loved it.
He's incredible. I feel very confident about our team. We haven't played too many good teams yet. Utah was kind of beaten up in this game too. Like, their quarterback looked garbage, awful. He's injured again apparently, but I honestly think it's probably just a front because he's looks terrible. He did look a little banged up, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we fare this upcoming week. Just because it was such a good game that we had, that hopefully we can keep it out with Cincinnati this upcoming Saturday. One other thing I was going to mention about the game is the field storming, or ASU stormed the field afterwards. Granted, remind you, Utah is a top 20 team in the nation. They beat us 55-3 last year, so this was kind of a comeback, like come back next year and stick it to them kind of win. Do you support the field storming, Jake? Do you think that's something that, in this case scenario, is worth the field storming?
I love it. I love the idea of storming the field. And Vanderbilt,
no matter what?
Yeah, well, it depends. I think it's got to be either you beat a top-ranked team.
Okay.
Or you went on a game-winning throw.
Game-winning throw? What about a game-winning run? What about the kick six?
Game-winning touchdown. Kick six, of course you storm.
Rivalry game? Okay, touchdown. Here's my list.
Game-winning field goal, I may even. Yeah, game-winning score.
Give it for that kicker. Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. Game-winning play. Rivalry game. I think no matter what, and yeah, I wouldn't be mad. Any rivalry game, I think. And then I will also say, unless it's a blowout, no blowouts storming. I don't like blowout stormings, or huge upset. That's kind of the one that there's a lot of gray area with. Like, was this a huge upset? I think this was more of kind of a rivalry comeback next year kind of win. But
you,
I also
you've
think
stormed the field before, right?
I've stormed the field twice. I've had two field stormings at BYU. Almost three when the Kansas State one tried to happen, but they shut that down, which is so funny. I wasn't about to go out. Field storming is so overrated, though, because you just get down there and you're just cramped in with everyone. Like, it looks cool on TV, and all the people that are, like, outside of, like, the circle, they look cool. The first people who get there, they look cool. But the rest of it, you're just, like, dying. Like, it's literally just moshing at a Travis Scott concert, and you think you're going to die. I stormed for the Utah game and for the Baylor game, freshman and sophomore year. And yeah, no regrets. They're both awesome, but definitely is a situational thing. I think those were both. Utah was just a rivalry game, and Utah was ranked. And then we beat Baylor, and they were ranked top 10, I think, that year too. So that was a big win for us.
Dang. But what about them Cougars?
Yeah, let's talk about the Cougs, baby. Our boy Parker Kingston back at it again with some throwing
Parker
touchdowns,
Kingston.
Not throwing up on the sideline. No Cougar tails. But Jake, you had your first Cougar tail at this BYU game. Is that right?
I did.
Live up to expectations?
Did live up to expectations. It was really good.
But was it better than Maple Bar Thursdays at Hellgate Elementary?
If you know, you know. It was close.
What a time to be alive.
Obviously, the size is a lot bigger than those, but the taste.
So size matters? Or taste matters?
Well, they were both huge. I mean, we're talking elementary. They're probably like 4 inches. Huge.
That's huge. That's ginormous.
Oh, huge. But it tasted really good. Tasted better than a cougar tail. It's close.
It is close.
But I like the length of a cougar tail. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can get too big.
Do you get what you pay for, though? It's expensive. Those maple bars, they were like $1.75, $1.50 or something like that. Maybe less.
And
it came with milk. Oh, yeah, the little carton milks. Mm-hmm. But the cougar tails are like, what'd you pay, $9.50?
$7.50.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not too bad. It's not as bad as a J-Dog. It's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
Yeah, well, speaking of J-Dogs.
Well, not J-Dogs, Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Nathan's Hot Dogs.
We're also not sponsored by them, but shout out. They tell us about your little adventure that we took.
Well, we were very late leaving the game. We were one of the last ones there. And we're walking out, and we walk by the trash can, and there's these boxes full of hot dogs.
So there was trash, is what you're saying?
No, it was put next to the trash.
Oh, so on top of it or next to it? It was on the ground?
To the side, on the ground, box.
And these were just hot dogs like mice were feeding on? Or
no, I felt and they were hot. They were probably just put there.
Oh, just out fresh out
and
of the
oven.
And
so I took the box of hot dogs.
How many hot dogs were in this
box?
There's
probably 14 hot dogs in there.
Did you finish all the hot dogs?
I ate three yesterday.
Okay. So Saturday we find this box of hot dogs. We have a few of our relatives there with us. But then we're just walking back to
lost their respect.
A little bit. But here's my thing. Here's what I realized. I tried some of the hot dogs. We'll call them the trash hot dogs. Jake had some of the hot dogs. He had a lot of the hot dogs.
Had a lot.
We were carrying them down. All the girls in our group were saying, like, you guys are so gross. This is disgusting. Which they can have their opinion. I think
it's a wrong opinion.
Yeah, you can have your incorrect opinion, but I think the moment when your opinion doesn't become valid anymore is when you try the hot dog.
Did someone do that?
My wife Elise tried the hot dog. She was ridiculing us, texting our parents, saying like, "Your sons are your sons are idiots. They're eating trash hot dogs." But then she took a bite.
Took two bites.
Oh, two bites.
So after the first bite, she still wanted
one bite. I mean, one bite's bad enough, but honestly, like I can excuse a lapse of judgment with just one bite. But then two bites means you're doubling down on it.
I'm kind of worried though. I felt sick every time after I've eaten.
No, yeah, we only got one block down the road. We're like, hey, is it just me or do you feel sick after eating literally just one of these hot dogs?
They were good though.
Are we gonna die? Like maybe these were the ones that got thrown out because like it's like, oh no, these ones were dropped all in the toilet or something like that.
Well, my question is, are they like afraid of people taking them that they like spray like poison on them or something?
Oh, that would be terrible. They're trash.
Or they're like, why would they don't want animals to go into the trash can, so they have to like spray them with poison.
What kind of animals are getting to the second floor of the Lavelle Edwards Stadium?
You'd be surprised.
There was so many hot dogs in there, though. I only had one, but there was, I think there was probably
I still
like
have some
hot
if you
dogs.
Want some.
Yeah, I think I'll have some fridge. Of those. Yeah, I honestly don't think you're going to finish all of them, but I would love to see it happen.
Maybe.
Okay, well, we haven't talked about anything about the BYU game yet besides hot dogs. And before we get into the BYU game, also, Jake, you painted your face. We talked about that. Jake thought he was going to be smooth and this girl was going to like be able to touch his face and like, oh, I'll do it for you.
Don't act like I'm.
And then the guy who was probably trying to make the moves on this girl comes up and is like, oh, I can do it for you, bro. And then just douses his hand with paint, pretty much slaps Jake in the face with paint.
It was awful.
It's like, you're ready to go. You look great. And then Jake was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty good. And he's like, oh, you don't like it? And he was like getting all sad. I was like, this guy's really.
He really wanted the paint to look good. Well, the problem was, I was like, how do I look? He's like, do you not like it? I'm like, dude, I can't see my face. Like, what? I don't have an answer for you. Let me pull out my camera and see. But he's like, it looks great, dude. Everyone else is just looking at me like I'm psychotic.
They just give group one to anybody now, apparently.
Unbelievable.
Additionally, last thing I'll say before we actually talk about the football game is that we went to Big Noon Kickoff. This has to do with the football game.
Oh, yeah.
We saw our childhood hero, Arizona Cardinals legend, Matt Leinart.
Yes.
Brady Tavish told me that legend is a strong word. And I said, when you're a Cardinals fan, it's not that hard. It's not hard to attain. Mark Ingram, Urban Meyer. Ooh, Urban Meyer. And then also Brady Quinn, all in attendance for noon kickoff. Jake and I got there. We were pretty much right at the stage, even though we didn't even show up close to on time. I caught three shirts that were thrown from the stands. The first one the first one was brutal. Like I made a great catch. Left-handed, like just.
Was it one-handed?
One-handed. Oh yeah. Completely one-handed. I was holding the flag in the other hand still.
Yeah.
I had a flag that I was whirling on national television. And then this guy, the DJ, throws this shirt, like just one of these game day shirts. And I catch it, like snag it out of the air, total Odell Beckham Jr. kind of catch. And then I catch it and I'm like cheering. I'm like, yeah. And Jake's like, yeah. And then everyone's kind of like, oh. And the DJ's like, hey, it's not for you. And then he points at the guy behind me. There's this guy. And I was expecting like, I don't know, like this little kid or something like that. I turn around. The dude is like 21 or 22. He's got this sign. He's all alone. He says, today is my birthday.
On this sign, are a jerk.
It was the most poorly made sign in the world. It says,
it was like, this is your
sign? I could have wrote a sign that says it's my birthday.
We should do that. We should just write
it's my birthday.
We're going to get on the Jumbotron if we do that.
Yeah. We're going to get caught up in the lie, though.
It's my birthday.
But yeah, so the kid, this adult who goes to college at BYU has an it's my birthday sign. He's just like, hey, it's for him. It's his birthday. And I'm like trying to like, all
right. The whole crowd, you should have saw the death
crowd,
stares that they were shooting.
The crowd turned on me so fast. Like this kid had like, he was terminal or something.
Oh, it was bad.
I hand the shirt to him and like, I'm like, here you go. Yeah, for sure. And everyone like still was not like vibing with me after that. I was like, I gave that shirt away pretty easily. But then I was able to catch two more shirts. I caught one for myself, and then one bounced off our friend Devin's head, and then bounced off of Jake's hands, and then landed in my hands too. So I caught three t-shirts for losing that one to that birthday kid who is probably going to give it to Goodwill in a week.
Probably.
So anyways, so back to the real football game.
Real football game.
Jake, do you have any comments about the actual game on the field this week? It was awesome. Fox was reporting. Gus Johnson was on the mic.
Yeah. A lot of momentum. We
were on TV.
That's like the story of BYU, I feel like. I feel like we have a lot of momentum. I'm scared to see what happens when that momentum ends. Because I think it will end. But I don't know if we're going to be able to continue after that.
Here's my hot take, not so hot take. I don't think momentum carries. I think momentum carries a little bit throughout the week, but I think momentum for football games is more so of a in-game kind of thing. Like, you just need momentum in the game. If you win like 4 weeks in a row, even though you might think like, oh, we have momentum, you have 7 days of not playing organized like full speed football. So I don't think the momentum carries week to week, but I think in-game is when the momentum actually counts, and that's when it matters. And I think that we are masters of momentum when it comes to just BYU football and changing the tides on a lot of teams, especially with our defense, for sure. Shout out to BYJew.
I just learned that he is a Jew.
Our quarterback, Jake Resloff, is Jewish. And BYJew is actually an account on for BYU that's I don't know a lot about it. I'll have to do my research, but – he's obviously in collaborated a little bit with Jake Resloff, but dude's a slinger. He's an absolute gunslinger, and I have not heard anyone talk bad about him lately.
I have.
You have?
Yes, and I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I don't know why. Does anyone really think someone's going to come in like Bo Hannon's going to be better, like just right off the jump? I think Resloff's got better every single game, which is exactly what we expected.
Exactly what Dennis Pitta said as well.
True. Yeah, that's exactly what he touched on. He was talking about how just like obviously any quarterback needs time to grow, but he was very adamant about how much growth he has each game just with his decision-making ability too. So yeah, it was great to see him play so well. It was great to see the defense get really involved. It was great to see us totally shut down their Heisman caliber wide receiver and their incredible, I thought he was going to be Big 12 player of the year potentially in their, besides Travis Hunter, I guess, with their quarterback Fajita. Noah Fajita.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, the trick plays, the electricity in the stadium. I think it was the most attendance in a crowd since like 2009. So yeah, it was since probably Dennis Pitta was there. So electric game. It was incredible to watch. Do you have any notes on the game, Jake?
Not really. As I said before, I think we carry a lot of momentum. It was straight out of the half. We got two quick turnovers that led to 10 points on our end that kind of pulled us away, helped us win the game. Mm-hmm. I think this team really rides on momentum. So as long as the momentum keeps going, then the Cougs are going to keep going as well. Do I hear college football playoffs?
Ooh, don't tease me. Yeah, we'll have to get our BYU insider, Cade Gardner, on the show next time to talk a little bit about what he thinks as far as the ceiling goes for BYU. But I don't know. I mean, like, at this pace, statistically speaking, we're on pace to be in the college football playoff. We're on pace to be in a top 10 team, but that's only statistically speaking. We do have a pretty tough schedule coming up. I will add, before I talk about our schedule, I think my favorite defensive player now is Glasker, the dude with the neck pad. Like Timmy Riggins, baby. Dude, it's just so much more electric when you have a linebacker who has, or I think he might play end, but our outside linebacker who has a neck plate. Things sick.
Scary hours.
We have Oklahoma State, UCF, Utah, Kansas, Arizona State, Houston. A lot of football left to be played. We're only halfway through the season. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exactly halfway through the season, but we are 6-0. Already have hit the over on the season. I'm going to say it now, and I know that probably others have said it. Extend Kalani Sitake as soon as you can. Dude's great. He's been great for years, and he's got a lot of flack. Because he's a risk taker. A little bit of like, up and down seasons here and there, but I think all in all, I think I would agree, and I think most people would agree that he's a big reason why we're doing so well. Emphasis on defense, and so I think extend Kalani Sitake right now, give him the bag, give him the Kevin Young treatment. Anything else we're missing with the BYU football game, Jake?
No.
You wanna give a shout out to AJ?
Shout out AJ.
Shout out AJ.
Come to BYU.
Come to BYU. Okay, Awesome. That takes me to my last thing that I want to talk about with college football. We're going almost over on time already, it feels like. But Jake's favorite player in the world, Quinn Ewers.
Not my favorite player.
Jake is a big Arch Manning fan. But Quinn Ewers might have just struck a chord with Jake, getting into it, pulling at his heartstrings a little bit.
Let me see this.
I'm going to show Jake a video. You might be able to hear it in the background. Here we go. We got the rails here. So Quinn Ewers, quarterback for Texas, number one team in the country. Awesome. I love Texas football. One of the best teams probably we'll see in a long time for Texas football. Quinn Ewers, their quarterback, scored a rushing touchdown this last week in their game in the Red River Rivalry versus Oklahoma. And this is the dance that he did. So, Jake, take a look at this. This is my strike record to you.
Is that the Rizzler?
That is the Rizzler.
The Rizzler.
I don't know what happened when Jake served his mission and came back. He's mostly not weird anymore, but the only weird thing that continues is Jake only sends me reels from the Rizzler or the Costco guys, whoever those guys are. I have no idea who these people are on Jake's feed, but 90% of his feed is the Rizzler and the Costco
guys.
They're
so funny.
Jake will just send me reels of just, it's either Henry Danger or it's the Costco guys doing
double
dances.
Chocolate. Chunk cookie.
And I'm like, why stop making these? So I'm like, Jake, stop making these people famous.
They're just so corny. It's hilarious.
It is pretty corny. I
except the Rizzler. He's actually cool. I mess with the Rizzler. He's my favorite character.
They kind of stole his fame.
They did. He was the one who made them famous. And then they took all the fame from him.
It's kind of like us.
It's actually
with
a
Sam.
Sad story. Yeah. 30 for 30 coming soon.
Really?
I hope so.
I don't think so.
I'd watch it.
But Quinn Ewers, long story short, for those who don't know what's going on, Quinn Ewers did the Rizzler's dance. And so now I think Jake's going to be more lenient or more loving to Quinn Ewers over Arch Manning, but we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
Hey, Arch Manning could pull out the dance too. You never know.
Okay. Well, before we go to our segment of old news, we're going to bring in a new segment that we tried to run last week called Sammy Stories.
Sammy Stories.
We'll get a little bit of a music tone or something to go along with this intro, but Sammy Stories is a little segment where we're going to talk about our younger brother, Sam, who's not on this pod. We wish he was in college with us right now, but he's only 14. So we're going to tell a little bit of a story about Sam, and then maybe if we're lucky, we'll get him on the phone if he's not at football practice to talk about his experience. But Sam, before we get into Sammy's stories, our segment this week, give a little shout-out to Sam. Sam, in one play, had a better stat line than I've probably ever had on defense on a kickoff where he had a pancake, a strip, so a forced fumble, then a fumble recovery. And I guess that would be a tackle as well, but essentially fumble recovery, forced fumble, and a pancake by trucking some kid that was way bigger than him too. So Sam's been balling out in football. But we're going to talk a little bit of Sam's story, that gives you a little picture of who our brother Sam is, if you don't know. Okay. So what is this story about today, Jake?
Story's about a condition he had as a kid called absence seizures.
I got to look up the technical term for this, but yes, absence seizures. Can you explain to the people what absence seizures are?
I kind of have something on chat GPT here. It says it's like a seizure. Duration lasts only a few seconds, usually 5 to 10 seconds, though they can last up to 20 seconds. Symptoms, the person might stare into space, their eyes may blink rapidly, or their eyelids might flutter. They're typically no convulsions or muscle jerking involved.
Sound it out.
Awareness. The person is usually unaware of the seizure and resumes their activity immediately afterwards. So that sounds exactly.
Usually when we explain this to people, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that's so hard.
Yeah, and we just make fun of it.
This was the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was great for us. Because here's the thing as well. I'll read this as well.
I don't think so.
It's more common in children with about 2 to 8 out of every 1,000 children affected. So it's pretty rare.
More common than I thought, but yeah, that is pretty rare.
Yeah. And so when Sam had these seizures, we'd play some tricks on him. Andrew, what type of shenanigans did you pull on Sam?
I didn't pull too many shenanigans on Sam. there was things here and there that Jake will talk about that he did that I participated in.
I pulled a lot of shenanigans.
Like literally, like he's got a cookie in front of him and then he goes into an absence seizure and you just take the cookie and you eat the cookie.
And then he comes
back from the absence seizure. He has no idea what happened. And he's just like, oh, I must have eaten my whole cookie. And then he'll just get up and leave. And you're just like,
it was hilarious.
There's no consequences to my actions at all. I'm actually doing him a favor probably. Or he'd like
fatty.
The scary
Sam used to be fat. I was doing him a favor.
Sam. Take it easy.
He looks great now.
He's incredible. But yeah, that was another, like the scary parts were just like crossing the street and then like you're not holding his hand and then he just stops in the middle of the road and you're like, Sam, come on. And he's just out in the middle of the road tweaking like he's on pills or something. And you're just like, oh gosh, he's gonna get plowed. So that was the scary part. But tell us more about the funny parts.
So there's a few things. I have a lot of stories of this actually. One time Sam was playing the PS3 mm-hmm. and I went over there and I said, hey, Sam, can I play? He's like, no, I just got on. It's my turn. So first off, he's being a jerk. Need to teach him a lesson. Before I could do anything, he starts having one of these seizures. And so I take the controller out of...
Can you imagine how unfortunate if he's like about to have a game-winning shot and he just has one of these?
Well, he's
like,
playing Minecraft. So.
Oh, okay.
So okay. That was not about to happen.
Okay.
So he starts having one of these seizures. I take the controller out of his hands and I pick him up because he was small enough at the time. I pick him up and I move him to the edge of the room facing the other way. And I hop on the PS3 and I look over at him. He wakes up from the seizure and he just looks around for a little while and just walks away. No idea what just happened. And so I got to play the PS3. It was kind of fun. There was another time where me and Sam, we play a lot of games together. We were playing lightsabers. So we had lightsabers and we'd hit each other and stuff. And, you know, we'd get really intense in it. And there was one point where he starts having a seizure. So he stops and I take the lightsaber from him. And so now I have both lightsabers.
He probably thought you had the Force. He's like, how'd he do that?
Probably now he regains consciousness. And he looks at me with like, oh no. And I have both of them like, oh, prepare to feel my wrath. And I start like chasing him with both lightsabers.
Sam was easily the funniest kid ever.
It was the greatest time of my life. That's our Sammy story. Maybe let's call him up.
Should we get see if he can comment on this? I don't even know what we're gonna ask him. Like,
we'll ask him about his
intervention
seizures.
Exposed.
Exposed.
For the record though, he was not convulsing. This was not harming him in any way.
Probably in football practice. This is just going to be a segment.
What's up?
What's up, Sam? You're on the podcast. You're on Jake and Drew. Welcome.
Don't say anything bad.
Oh, put me on the spot here, I see.
What did you just say?
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, right on the spot. We were just talking about your absent seizures. How was that for you?
Oh, you know, a couple close calls, you know.
Close calls.
Almost drowned one time.
Drowned one.
I forgot about the pool aspect.
Yeah, I remember a story about that you told me. We're playing 2K and I was winning and you took my controller.
That's not the story.
You did this so many times.
You took my controller and switched teams so you could win or something like that.
I don't think that's the story.
Sounds about right.
I remember that traumatizing story.
Hey, don't hit the player, hit the game. That was actually a good idea.
Sam, how's your day going?
Oh, it's going good. I just got done with football practice. It's pretty hard today, but you know we got through it.
Hey, Sam, can we ask you a question? What do you say to the people who say that you drink your own pee before football games?
What?
You heard me.
What the rumors are? I've heard rumors that you drink your pee like Gatorade before the games. What do you have to comment about these rumors?
I don't know. You know. I don't know. That's a good question.
No, it's not. Okay, continue. What?
I don't know. I think definitely some players see as a pregame as like just stay locked in or something like that. But like, I don't know.
So you're confirming the rumor. Let me get
that's
this.
A really,
you're confirming
really
these
question.
Rumors are true.
Sam. It might be. I mean, I don't know. Like, this is my first year playing tackle. I don't know what they'd be doing.
Sam said twice, good question. And he said six times, I don't know. So you could have just shot down that rumor, Sam, but you really leaned into it.
Yeah, I think I respect the rumors, you know? I believe all rumors.
Are the absent seizures caused by you drinking pee?
Maybe it helps combat them. Oh, now he doesn't have them anymore.
It's like a sea urchin.
I'll have to figure out where I found this rumor. I just heard this.
There's
report.
No source.
There's no source. That was a trap question.
Cash.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Sam, last thing we wanted to ask you before we let you go is you had a great game, especially on the kickoff, special teams, and defensive side of the ball. How do you feel like football's been going for you lately?
You know, I think it's been really good for me. I think I've been getting really aggressive. So yeah, I think it's going good. I think it's going to help me a lot with being an athlete and like, you know,
it's going to translate to basketball.
Yeah, I think it will help me with my aggressiveness in basketball as well.
It kind of scares me that I watched that highlight of you on kickoff, forcing a fumble, getting the fumble, nailing, pancaking number 70, who's like twice your size. Do you have a lot of pent-up aggression from Jake abusing you during your absence seizures?
Oh, definitely. I know another story Jake put me through.
Is this related?
I was riding a bike, and he told me there'd be obstacles in my way while I was riding my bike, and he started throwing basketballs at me while I was riding and other objects, and I would crash and get mad. So yeah, I definitely think some of my aggression came from Jake.
Wasn't that so funny though? Like, didn't you like laugh after that?
No, I started crying.
Yeah, that was not fun. For those of you who didn't hear Sam, Sam would ride his bike, and to prepare for the obstacles in life, I would throw basketballs at his bike, and he fell a couple times. But guess what, Sam? You always got back up.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Just like the pee thing, where it's true.
I don't think that has to do with the pee thing.
I think they're very much correlated.
I don't know about that.
We were having such a good show, and now I feel like the name of the show is going to be Sam Drinks Pee? What? Question mark? So,
oh, that's a great title. Good clickbait.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, Sam. We'll be sure to have you back real soon here. But appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. Have a good rest of your day. Talk to you later.
Hey, yeah, you too. See you.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to get all that out of it.
Dude, that's podcast gold right there.
This is great radio.
We gotta have Sam on the show more. I don't think I've laughed that hard in so long.
Sam's a lot funnier than I remember. What the heck? We got Sam on the show, and like,
I was wheezing.
That was easily like better than any guest we've ever had.
My laughs may have been louder than him talking, so sorry if you couldn't hear him. But I was.
Yeah. Holy crap, Sam. He really leaned into the pee story.
I
thought he was just going to be like, oh, you guys are gross. No, of course not. I have pre-workout because I'm a big boy. And then he was just like, I don't know. Good question.
Who told you that?
Oh, man. Did dad tell you that? Was he on this podcast?
Was it Cash? How'd you get Cash on the podcast? How'd you get his number?
It's like, Sam, it's not that deep. Don't get too stressed. Okay. Okay. I feel like that's a pretty good spot to end. We have a few other things that we'll have to talk about on the next show. But this was a great show. Thanks for participating to Sam. And thanks for talking with me today, Jake. I feel like the future is bright here at BYU for the both of us, and for BYU football and for Sam's football career.
And for Jake and Drew.
Amen to that.
Make sure that you join us on this journey by downloading the pod, getting all the notifications necessary to listen to this podcast. We just hit 1,000 downloads. So thank you guys. Appreciate the love that we've been getting. We'll get some. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. But continue to keep listening, and we'll keep giving you Jake and Drew.
Okay. Love to hear it. Appreciate y'all.